Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast that gives you a rabbit's eye view on the world. I'm your host Floppy, here to burrow deep into today's topic, the tale of tales, focusing on animal welfare and rescue stories. In this world, where every hop counts, we're going to talk about the leaps and bounds made to protect and provide for creatures great and small. As a rabbit, I've got an instinct for sniffing out heartwarming tales and the desire to see my furry, feathery, and scaly friends live their best lives. Now let's hop right in. In the animal kingdom, we all need a bit of help sometimes. Whether it's a rabbit like me finding a new burrow after being uprooted, or a dog seeking a forever home after wandering astray, animal rescue and welfare organisations step in like heroes without capes, but with big hearts. When I think about these tales, my whiskers twitch with joy, and my ears perk up at the thought of all the love and care put into each rescue effort. I've heard stories of a dog that was found miles away from any city, its fur matted and eyes forlorn. Yet through the perseverance of caring humans, it recovered and learned to wag its tail again. In the rescue world, sometimes these animals come from the darkest of warrens, places where they've never known the gentle touch of kindness. To see them transform, much like a caterpillar into a butterfly, is a testament to the resilience of nature and the power of compassion. Now, I live a hoppy life with my dear friend 8-Bit, and we have a sanctuary of sorts, a place where we feel safe, cared for, and loved. Yet, I know that out there, bunnies and other creatures aren't as fortunate. They find themselves in dire straits, often through no fault of their own. It's then that the noble work of animal welfare shines brightest, showing that every tale has the potential for a happy ending. Take, for instance, the story of another bunny who was left alone in a park. Vulnerable and afraid, the little creature huddled under a bush, surviving on meagre scraps until a pair of gentle hands scooped it up and into a future filled with hope. I see a lot of myself in that bunny, as well as each of you, dear listeners. There's a bit of that lost, forlorn creature in all of us. And when we extend a hand to help, we're not just saving an animal, we're saving a bit of ourselves. And that's the beauty of animal welfare stories. They're not just about the animals. No, they're about the shared connection that crosses species lines and wraps us all in the warm embrace of unity. It's about understanding that everyone deserves a chance to flourish, and that with kindness, we can overcome the biggest hurdles. Animal rescues can also teach us about the world and ourselves. They show us that every little bit helps, whether it's donating time, resources, or simply sharing a rescue story to raise awareness. Every nest starts with a single strand, and every journey begins with one hop forward. So, as we cozy down in our burrows tonight, let's remember that though our tales may be different, our stories interweave into a magnificent tapestry of life and love. Let's spread the word, and make sure that tapestry is as vibrant and warm as it can be for every creature that hops, crawls, swims, or flies on our shared planet. In conclusion, dear listeners, let's let our actions reflect the kindness we desire in the world. Remember to look out for your furry friends and lend support to organisations dedicated to animal welfare and rescue. By doing so, we create happier endings and brighter beginnings for animals in need. And with that, it's time for me to hop off for the day. But before I twitch my nose goodbye, don't forget to subscribe to 12 Hop Flop and leave a review or comment if today's episode has plucked at your heartstrings. The power of a single hop, or a single review, can start a movement. Thank you for listening, and may your tales always wag with the joy of a life well loved. Until next time, stay hoppy, my friends.